There's a tight race in pro basketball's Western Division, and the NBA playoffs are just around the corner. But commentator Frank DeFord is more concerned about what might happen next season.
The NBA has voted in significant rule changes, while Michael Jordan continues to let his candidacy for a return to action be teased in a campaign of coquetry that we have not seen since the antebellum Scarlett O'Hara was leading on the Tarleton twins on the porch at Tara. Ah, but first the rule changes. By far the most serious and the most provocative is the legalization of the zone defense. The change has been made in the hopes of creating more of a team game and less of the stand-around isolation play, where in succession one player from each team had been appointed to camp on one side of the court, feigning and diddling one-on-one with his defender, while the other eight players bivouac in the near distance. Will the zone restore more movement and charm to what has become such a static exercise? Who really knows? Myself, I think that just the addition of some potential variety will stir things up. And the Lakers have shifted into a zone. Hey, I like the sound of that. Good for the NBA. Of course, most of the players and coaches who are ex-players have predictably lamented that the admission of the zone will destroy intelligent life as we know it. Listen to other critics, but pay no attention to the athletes. In all sports, players tend to be loose and liberal in their thinking, except they become the most hidebound of cultural conservatives whenever it comes to any change in their own little game. As for the peerless Mr. Jordan, it would be both an artistic and romantic tragedy were he to return to the NBA as a member of the Washington Wizards, a woeful franchise he partially owns and occasionally operates. No, the moving body has dunked, and having dunketh, moved on. However, if Jordan is in search of one last basketball challenge, may I suggest that he reassemble much of his 1992 dream team, take on board a couple other elders, and petition the United States basketball poobahs to let him lead a squad composed of 40-year-olds in the 2004 Olympics. Now, wouldn't that be wonderful fun to see if a team of our best American graybeards could still beat the rest of the world's top players who are still in their prime? Along with Jordan, the most prominent of others in the fifth decade who could make up the team would be Charles Barkley, who would play Sancho Panza to Jordan's Don Quixote. And hey, Karl Malone, John Stockton, Patrick Ewing, and Chris Mullin remain active in the NBA. So is Hakeem Olajuwon from the 96 U.S. team. Magic Johnson still plays exhibitions. And from the likes of Clyde Drexler, Isaiah Thomas, Orlando Blackman, Dominique Wilkins, Joe Dumars, Ron Harper, and Charles Oakley, we could find enough able-bodied 40-year-olds to round out the roster. Even give Dennis Rodman the last spot. Oh, sure, the stodgy bureaucrats who run USA Basketball would have a fit. But public pressure the world over, not to mention from Nike, would force our federation to hand 2004 to the 40-year-olds. Michael, please, forget Washington in the fall of 2001. Come back in Athens in the summer of 2004. And don't forget, they play zone defense in the Olympics.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.